Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. EA is preparing to launch Dragon Age Dreadwolf within this fiscal year, which ends in March 2025, as one of two unannounced games, according to a recent financial report. The upcoming release from BioWare has been hinted at through various teasers, and finally, an official reveal is expected this summer. This news marks a significant update since December 2022, when BioWare tantalized fans with an in-game cinematic featuring Solas, a key character from Dragon Age Inquisition. The cinematic, narrated by Varric, a familiar face from Dragon Age 2, deepens the lore around Solas, who is also known as Fenharel, the Dread Wolf. The anticipation for Dreadwolf comes as BioWare aims to bounce back from less successful launches like Anthem in 2019 and Mass Effect Andromeda in 2017. The studio has faced challenges, including layoffs in 2023, and is still in the early stages of developing another installment in the Mass Effect series. The departure of Mac Walters, a veteran at BioWare and a pivotal figure in the Mass Effect series, and Dreadwolf in January 2023, marks another significant shift for the company as it navigates its future releases. Microsoft has added Lords of the Fallen and Sniper Ghost Warrior contracts, two to its Game Pass lineup, according to a recent financial announcement from CI Games. The deal, inked on May 3rd, sees both titles join the subscription service, though specifics regarding the terms and the exact Game Pass platforms, Xbox and/or PC, were not disclosed. Lords of the Fallen, developed by Hexworks, launched last October and has received positive feedback despite its performance issues. The reviewers praised its engaging Souls-like mechanics and innovative dual realities concept, despite some flaws such as performance drops and less challenging bosses. Hexworks has since released Update 1.5, dubbed its final milestone, indicating a shift of focus towards future projects within the franchise. Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts 2, on the other hand, has had a more mixed reception. Released in June 2021 by CI Games, it received a mixed feedback, which noted that while it provides a solid sniper experience, it lacks the refinement to elevate it above its peers. These additions to Game Pass come at a time when Microsoft's gaming division is undergoing significant restructuring, including the closure of several Bethesda studios like Arcane Austin and Tango Gameworks. The broader implications of these closures on Microsoft's gaming strategy and Game Pass offerings remain a point of industry focus. Upcoming Game Pass releases include Little Kitty, Big City on May 9th, and Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons on May 14th, with Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 slated for May 21st. Amid backlash against Microsoft's recent decision to shutter four of its game studios, including notable names like Arcane Austin and Tango Gameworks, former Blizzard president Mike Ybarra has come to the defense of Xbox head Phil Spencer. In a series of tweets, Ybarra expressed his support for Spencer, acknowledging the criticism but emphasizing Spencer's character and his own personal experiences with him. "I see a lot of shots at Phil over today's Xbox announcements," Ybarra tweeted. "I get it. But knowing him as a human, I know this hurts him as much as anyone else." Ybarra, who has known Spencer for over two decades and worked closely with him for more than 8 years, shared his insights into Spencer's approach to leadership and his commitment to the gaming community. "I'm not trying to defend the decisions," he continued. "I think we all get ourselves into situations that are tough and unexpected. Certainly I have. It's part of the job, as is the accountability for the outcomes. But he's a good human, and he cares deeply for the creative process and developers. That's my first-hand experience." Nintendo has officially unveiled the Nintendo World Championships NES edition for the Nintendo Switch, following an earlier leak indicated by an ESRB rating. This new title will feature over 150 challenges drawn from 13 classic NES games. The game modes include a speedrun mode, global online leaderboards in the World Championship mode, and a local party mode that supports up to 8 players. One of the standout features is the automatic rewind, which allows players to instantly retry challenges upon failure. For those with a Nintendo Switch Online membership, the World Championships mode offers an opportunity to submit their best times in 5 weekly rotating challenges, competing globally. The game taps into the nostalgia of the 1990 US Nintendo tournament, which utilized a custom NES cartridge incorporating mini-games from Super Mario Bros., Rad Racer, and Tetris, now considered one of the most valuable NES cartridges ever released. Set to launch on the Nintendo eShop on July 18, 2024, the Nintendo World Championships NES Edition is priced at $29.99 for the standard edition. A deluxe set, priced at $59.99, will also be available, featuring a gold-colored replica cartridge and stand, 13 art cards representing each NES game included in the title, pins modeled after 4 in-game badges and the game logo, and a physical version of the game. Pre-orders for the digital version are already open on the Nintendo eShop. Sonic the Hedgehog is venturing into the Battle Royale genre with Sonic Rumble, a new mobile game set to release later this year for iOS and Android platforms. Developed by Rovio, the studio known for Angry Birds, Sonic Rumble was announced by Sega following their acquisition of Rovio in 2023 for $775 million. In Sonic Rumble, players will control toy versions of characters from the Sonic universe, competing in fast-paced 32-player Battle Royale matches. The game aims to determine who is the fastest toy character in thrilling, action-packed races. The announcement trailer showcases gameplay similar to the popular platformer Battle Royale game Fall Guys, involving races through obstacle-filled courses. The game will feature iconic characters such as Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, as well as lesser-known figures like Blaze the Cat, Jet the Hawk, and Vector the Crocodile. While Sega has set the release window for winter 2024, they have yet to specify an exact release date. This timing aligns with the theatrical release of the third film in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie series on December 24th, enhancing the franchise's visibility. For US fans eager to get a sneak peek, Sega has announced a beta test for Sonic Rumble. This testing phase will run from May 24th to May 26th. Interested players can apply for the beta, with the application period closing on May 19th. Tango Gameworks, the studio behind the successful Hi-Fi Rush, was actively developing a pitch for a sequel and planning to expand its team just before its unexpected shutdown, a detailed Bloomberg report reveals. This development follows the closure of both Tango Gameworks and Arkane Austin as part of a broader restructuring by Xbox, which has been described by Xbox Game Studios head Matt Booty as spreading resources too thinly across its studio network, likening it to peanut butter spread on bread. Despite the success of Hi-Fi Rush, which Xbox lauded as exceeding all key performance metrics and expectations, Tango Gameworks was looking to build on that momentum with a sequel, even amid staffing changes following the departure of its founder Shinji Mikami in 2023. Simultaneously, Arkane Austin was reportedly exploring a new project that would return to the single-player immersive sim genre, reminiscent of its work on the 2017 title Prey, which garnered a strong cult following despite its rocky start. However, according to Bloomberg, both the Hi-Fi Rush sequel and Arkane's new project were still in early pitching stages, implying that they were years away from fruition. These pitches came to an abrupt halt as the studios were closed, alongside Mighty Doom developer Alpha Dog Games. Meanwhile, Roundhouse Studios was integrated into ZeniMax Online Studios. Further reports suggest that the broader cuts across ZeniMax Studios are not yet complete, with ongoing offers of voluntary severance packages to employees. The decision to consolidate and focus on fewer projects was echoed by ZeniMax Studio head Jill Braff during a town hall, noting the challenges of supporting a sprawling global network of studios with a centralized, albeit overstretched, team. Following Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard, speculation has been rife about whether the new Call of Duty titles will be available on Game Pass on their release dates, continuing Microsoft's practice with other first-party titles. A recent report from The Verge's Tom Warren indicates that this issue is still a matter of internal debate at Xbox. According to Warren, there are concerns that releasing Call of Duty on Game Pass might undercut the franchise's lucrative earnings for Activision Blizzard and now Microsoft. Furthermore, Warren's report also mentions that Microsoft is considering a price increase for the ultimate tier of Xbox Game Pass. This move is still under deliberation, with potential implications for the availability of future Call of Duty releases across different Game Pass tiers. Call of Duty remains one of the highest-grossing video game franchises. For instance, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 quickly surpassed $1 billion in sales in 2022, showcasing its immense profitability. Additionally, during the FTC versus Microsoft trial, it was revealed that in 2021, Call of Duty games generated over $800 million from PlayStation consoles alone in the US. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.